God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our sermon series for the special midweek services during the time of Lent is focusing on something called God's comfort, on how God comforts us in certain times of our lives. Tonight we'll take a look at being comforted by God when you've lost something important. And as you can probably tell from the hymn we just sang, singing stanza 7 of hymn number 855, tonight we'll be focusing on Ruth. Let me begin this way. Did you hear the news? The recession may end in 2009. At least the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, has reassured Wall Street by telling Congress the recession might end this year. Now, I will admit, it seems that some people are jumping up and down at this news, but as I look among you, I don't see any of them here. Maybe the news didn't quite create the applause that some would expect it when I named it, or maybe perhaps you've already heard the news and you're thinking, Pastor, that was yesterday's news, what about today's? Or you might be saying to yourself, when I see it, then I'll believe it. Or maybe, perhaps, you're just really good Lutherans, and you know that better news is coming from this pulpit than what I just got through saying. Fair enough. Today's economy, our continual military conflict, the various distresses and stress upon family life, health care costs and health issues, you name it, the whole questions about can we retire, and if so, when, and many other issues have plagued us and have created a lot of concerns. So what happens when you've lost something, at least something important? Because if you take a look at our lives from a few years ago, it seemed like we were better off a few years ago. So needless to say, we might have lost something. So during these midweek services here at Trinity, we'll be picking up this theme of God's comfort. God does bring a special level of comfort for us. And tonight, we'll pick up the concept of God comforting us when we have lost something important to us. Because for some people, they have lost an awful lot. What about those people who have lost their jobs? And connected with their jobs is sort of that sense of identity. And then you have those who have lost their homes. And in one essence, that's a sense of that family. Yes, we're living in a world that loss is something that is very important. We seem to have been losing things along the way. So for tonight, we're going to take a look at Ruth. Many of you may not know too much about Ruth. Ruth is a woman who suffered many trials and hardships in her life. If you read her story in the Old Testament, in the book of Ruth, you'll find some of her hardships. And for tonight, we're going to compare some of her hardships with those that have arisen in her life, with those that are currently arising with us in today's world. For example, Ruth mourned the death of her dear husband. She was a widow. Ruth felt responsible to care for her mother-in-law, who had no one else really to care for her. How many of you find yourself caring for an older parent? Ruth's care for her mother-in-law required that she had to move. She had to leave her families and friends and any type of support network she had and follow her mother-in-law, who was going to go back to her land. So not only was Ruth losing her land, she was now going to be an alien in a new land. And how many of you truly understand immigration issues today? With no land, no sense of income, Ruth had to work hard every day. What did she work at? Well, when they gleaned the fields, typically when they sort of harvested the fields, They would always leave a little bit of the leftovers for the poor of the land. She had to bend down and pick up those leftovers. But even while working, there were also other poor in the land, and she was being exposed to the dangers of that. Typically, men would then push the women out of the way so that they could get more and more food. Needless to say, Ruth had a hard, hard life. It's going to be tough trying to compare her life to ours, because we have been blessed by God so many ways, more than we can count. But for tonight, I'm going to use this as a comparison. God's book of Ruth is not just merely inspiring, is an inspiring story for us, but if you or your loved one have experienced any type of hardship in life, you might be able to identify with some of the things that Ruth went through. And Ruth's story will provide a wonderful comfort for you, because it doesn't end here. Her story will not only comfort you by inspiring, not by inspiring you to work harder or trying to minimize the seriousness of what you're going through. Rather, Ruth's story, which is God's word, will comfort you because it is God Himself who is telling you this story. In His Word. It is God who has given you the account of Ruth for you. It's just not to tell you the hard luck case of a particular girl during the Old Testament, but to show you how God does care for people like Ruth, people like you, and people like me. Ruth's story will bring that comfort. Because God, your Heavenly Father, is telling you this story for a specific reason. He wants you to know Ruth's story because of the life-giving word He speaks to provide you with the same comfort that He once provided for Ruth in her hardship and distress. You see, God provided Ruth with a Redeemer. Now, it wasn't necessarily our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A different type of redeemer, but still a redeemer. God comforted and cared for Ruth through Boaz. Who was Boaz? As Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, and Ruth returned to Naomi's homeland, Boaz was sort of a very distant cousin. Boaz acted on Ruth's behalf when no one else would. There was actually a closer member of the family who should have taken care of Ruth and Naomi. He chose not to. Boaz, because of his kindness, because of his generosity, Boaz went out of his way to provide for Ruth and Naomi in their poverty, to protect them both from harm and even from false accusations. Although Boaz had no legal responsibility to do so, he later took steps to bring Ruth into his own home, eventually as wife, caring for her and her mother-in-law, Naomi, for the rest of their lives. So as Boaz becomes that redeemer for Ruth, as Boaz comforted and cared for Ruth, God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, likewise, is our Redeemer, and He also likewise comforts and cares for you. The great comfort God has for you in the book of Ruth is this. In the same way that Boaz cared for Ruth, Christ Jesus cares and comforts you. As Boaz acted for Ruth, your Savior, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, also acts on your behalf, when no one else would. He even offers Himself into death on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. Quoting from Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates His own love toward us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even in the midst of our sin, we now have someone who's going to be our advocate, be our Redeemer, when we cannot. As Boaz cared for Ruth, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ cares and loves you. In the same way that a good and faithful husband cares for his wife, Christ again fits that example. Coming from Ephesians 5, verse 25, Christ loved his bride, the church, and gave himself up for her. And who are members of the church? Those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. So God's Word gives us this beautiful picture. Christ is the groom. The believers are the bride. And why wouldn't the groom care for the bride, especially in the time of distress? And as Boaz comforted Ruth in her hard struggles and deep grief, so also our Lord and Savior promises to comfort you with the certainty and the promise of eternal life. As Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, there shall no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain. So we take this confidence and we hang on to it and we trust in what Christ has done. As you and your loved ones struggle with various types of difficulties and hardships in life, let your thoughts and your words return to Ruth. However, in the midst of the great hardship that Ruth goes through, she doesn't get stuck. She continues to move forward because of the protecting arm of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ruth could have looked back instead of going forward. She could have said to Naomi, you know, you're on your own. I'm going to go back to my family. At least I know I'm going to get a meal there. I won't starve to death. She didn't look back. She looked forward. She could have used words like shoulda, coulda, woulda, like I should have married someone else who was going to live longer. Why did I have to marry into this family? She could have pointed the finger and blamed others and saying it's because of so-and-so that I'm now in this miserable life. She could have really cast pity upon herself. She could have, how about this one? She could have blamed her mother-in-law's God. Naomi's God, the God of Israel. What kind of loving God would allow this to happen to anyone, to have Naomi's husband and her two sons die? Why would you want to trust in a God like that who let Naomi down? But the funny thing is, Naomi wasn't down. She was going to return to this land. Now, I don't know whether it was Naomi's ambition to return to her homeland, to the people of Israel, to the God of Israel that gave Ruth that strength, or whether Ruth just trusted and believed on her own. We don't know. But in Ruth 1, verse 16, Ruth said, because Naomi was basically saying to her two daughter-in-laws, just stay here with your own people, I'm going back by myself. You have someone to take care of you. I can't vouch for your safety along the way. And don't worry about me. Ruth's response in verse 16 was, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. This isn't someone who is blaming God for the loss in their lives, but someone who's embracing the promise of God. Someone who's moving forward and saying, yes, there is hope. There is a Savior. There is a Redeemer. I can't see it yet, but I trust. I know there is. And because of God's grace and mercy, not only is she blessed, but at the end of Ruth, Ruth chapter 4, verse 17 notes, after she's been married to Boaz, a son has been born to Naomi. They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. That should ring a bell. of the lineage of Jesus. God moved in such a mysterious way to let Ruth, that Moabite peasant girl, who lost just about everything you could possibly lose, now becoming the great-grandmother of Israel's great king, David, and even great-great-great-great-great-grandmother of her ultimate redeemer, Jesus Christ. God, your Heavenly Father, promises you the same comfort. It's not that God loved Ruth more than He loves you and me. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, He loves all of us. And He promises to bless us and to provide that comfort and that assurance through His only Son, Jesus Christ. This is what God has declared and has promised to you. And Jesus Himself gives us these words of comfort in Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Rather, fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. So let's not get caught up in the self-pity party. Let's not be looking back and saying, woe to me, look at what I have lost. Instead, let's move forward. Because the love of Christ Jesus and His protecting arms and His comforting words are there for you, like they were for Ruth. Yes, there will, quote unquote, be physical losses in this world, in our own life. But don't let these physical losses consume you. And don't let it drive out the spirit that God has given you. Move forward in the love that Jesus Christ has for you, for me, and for all people. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even though He hadn't yet been born in Bethlehem, but He was still around, was with Ruth throughout that difficult journey, throughout that great loss. Ruth kept that faith, kept looking forward. May that same zeal that Ruth has be upon you and me, as we also receive that same word of comfort from God. So we ask God today to be with us. Dear Jesus, be with us, comforting us and caring for us, as He did for Ruth. And through Boaz, we ask our Lord and Savior to give us His comfort for you and for me and for all the world, as we continue to place our trust, our faith, our life in Him. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.